The post-discussion report summarizing the main issues discussed over the past week by bishops attending the Synod for the Churches of the Middle East was read out to the assembly this morning. The bishops continue their work in the afternoon in a closed-door small group sessions, Tracy McClure reports.
We must become people of the Bible. That's the essential message behind the post-discussion report, an invitation and a challenge to clergy and the faithful in the Middle East to live the Christian witness to peace, justice, communion, and honesty. The report raises the questions of freedom of religion and of conscience, the equality of citizens before the law, and the importance of the mass media as a useful and powerful tool for communicating the Christian message. Catholic education contributes to creating citizens committed to justice, peace, and solidarity. Peace and development in the Mideast must be encouraged so that Christians will remain in the region. By the same token, immigration of Christians towards the region, particularly from Asia and Africa, poses another pastoral challenge to the churches. Women, the family, and young people should be supported, and the role of the laity in pastoral and ecclesial life reinforced. Monastic and contemplative life should be rediscovered, and a bank of priests and another for lay faithful were suggested to help fill the gaps in zones where they're lacking. The report calls the division of Christians a scandal that must be healed, and the Synod should help further communion and unity with the Orthodox churches so that one day Christmas and Easter can be celebrated together. The report adopts a two-state solution for the Israeli-Palestinian conflict, rejects anti-Semitism, and calls for dialogue at all levels with Jews. Muslims and Christians should treat serenely and objectively the subjects which concern the identity of man, justice, the values of a worthy social life, and of reciprocity. It was also suggested that the dialogue not be limited to moderate currents of Islam, but should also engage fundamentalists and extremists who profoundly affect the masses. The report concludes with a reminder to bishops that their real job is yet to begin, implementing the Synod directives and recommendations. I'm Tracy McClure.